This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, we're hearing from David A.R. White. He stars as Pastor Dave in the new God's Not Dead film, A Light in Darkness. He's been in all three and explains what this one does a little differently.
This one's a little bit different. You know, it's more personal journey of Pastor Dave. Basically, I have this church that my parents had built, and they built it on this school that they started, and they turned it, obviously, the school over to the state university. And in the process, a church gets burned down, and now the school has decided that they no longer think the church is relevant. They don't even want it on the campus anymore because they'd rather just have build their own student center. So they claim this thing called eminent domain, and begins, you know, out of that begins the political war.
And it's a very relevant conversation because even I know in America it's topical, and also here in Australia, that idea of how much of an influence religious education and what sort of presence religion should have on our schools. What kind of role do you think it should play in education?
Yeah, that's a tricky, you know, it's definitely tricky. And I think that's one of the things that makes this film kind of relevant is that it is how do you react to this situation, you know, and who's right? Because we want to show, we want to be authentic, and we wanted to be, you know, tell an organic, real story and the struggles on both sides of the aisle. And how do these people get along? How, you know, where does the unity come from? Like, you know, right now in our country as well, you know, it's been this kind of one of this dark social political divisive time where everybody's yelling and no one's listening. And where does the unity come in?
Yeah, and there does seem to be a lot more caution for Christians these days in not necessarily sharing their faith just in from that perspective, but the way we share faith and how we make sure our message is understood and communicated to people who might not have a faith background. Is there a way you think the church can probably improve or maybe best tell the story of the gospel while considering the backgrounds and context that everybody listening may come from?
Yeah, we have this great line, and I think it's in the trailer, that basically says, you know, the church knows what it's against, but we so often don't know what the church is for these days. And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of people have been hurt in the church, is that, you know, they feel the judgment, they feel all this stuff coming against them, and yet, what is the center of Christianity? What is it? Where is the center of what we are supposed to be doing is ultimately love. And how do we love in the midst of, you know, brokenness, in the midst of all the hurt, in the midst of the pain, the arguing, the, you know, the injustice that goes on. And that's one of the things that this film does.
And central to that is the relationship between your character, Pastor Dave, and your brother, who's played by John Corbett. Some people, of course, knowing him from My Big Fat Greek Wedding. How fun to have him involved and on set. What was the relationship like between you two as actors and between your characters?
Well, I think, you know, it's certainly, it's movie-esque in the way that here you have to have the pastor who calls his brother for help who just happens to be an atheist. And how in the world does an atheist and a pastor end up in, you know, in the same family and also ultimately on the same side fighting for the, you know, the same thing? How does that work? And so, you know, John was terrific. I enjoyed working with him so much, and we had a lot of fun. And in the midst of it, I think when you guys see this film, you'll see that it's one of the things that people love a lot about it is that this relationship, because it also feels really authentic in a way. I think that's normal in a lot of ways. You know, families are split. Somebody thinks one thing and the other side thinks the other, and they can't get along. They spend years not talking to their, you know, their mother, their father, their brother, their sister. This kind of stuff happens all the time, and that's what another thing that we wanted to address in this film.
Did you have a favorite scene? It doesn't have to be between you guys, but one from the film?
Yeah, you know what? We did this, actually, John and I had to cut down this tree, and I don't know if you cut a lot of trees down in Australia or New Zealand, but, you know, I haven't cut a tree down in a long, long time, and apparently there's a lot of work that goes into it, you know, wielding that axe. And then, you know, pulling out a chainsaw and then trying not to have the tree fall on you when you do it. So John and I had a good time with that. That was a fun one.
Yeah, when we see that in the movie, now we'll know just how much the sweat on your brow is real. That wasn't someone rubbing some Vaseline or something like that to make it look legit.
Exactly. And there's, you know, And then you get those nice calluses on your hands when you're trying to swing that axe, and you try not to hurt your back. Apparently, I'm a little bit older than I used to be.
Yeah, you feel very proud that you've done a hard day's work. But really, this franchise is one that clearly people do enjoy because you've been able to make three out of it. Is there a reason why you're so passionate about this particular message of God not being dead?
Yeah, I think one of the things that, you know, that people have really identified with this franchise is that it asks these tough questions that a lot of the movies, even faith-based movies, you know, they kind of skate around. And that's something that the Godzilla Dead franchise has always just been about, is just really being, trying to just drill in to both sides, both arguments, and the reason behind what we believe and why we believe it. And I think that we've done that, you know, again, in a little different way in this one, but I feel like it is authentic, and some people, you know, are calling it their favorite one out of all three of them. So apparently we didn't want to just do another one. We wanted to make sure that there was a reason behind it.
Yeah, yeah. So do we think that there's going to be like a God's Not Dead Netflix series in years to come?
You know what? We've actually thought of that, and I don't know whether we're going to continue on with the movies or if we're going to go into the series aspect of it. We will continue on with God's Not Dead. It's just a matter of whether we are actually looking at the series right now.
Yeah, well, we're certainly interested to see what comes next for you guys. David, thank you so much for having a chat.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.